Welcome to Mayla Green's How to Use Sex Toys podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how to pick the perfect dildo for your strap-on. When looking through any sex toy store catalog at the strap-on section, you'll often find pre-made kits. They already include a dildo and they include a strap-on. The reality is there's not that much variety, so chances are you might not find the exact size, shape, or color that you want. If you look at any dildo category in a sex toy shop, you'll find tons of different selections, all shapes, all colors, all sizes. Chances are you'll find something exactly that you want. So why not combine that with your strap-on harness and make your own custom strap-on harness kit? It's a little sexpert secret that I like to share with customers who can't seem to find the perfect strap-on dildo kit. I tell them to buy a harness alone and then find a dildo that will fit. So how do you do that? First of all, if you check the strap-on harnesses section on theadulttoyshop.com, you'll see a selection of different types of harnesses. They all really do the same thing. They fit around the waist and around the legs, or sometimes between the legs. And they'll all have an O-ring or a hole or some type of supportive device where you can hold the dildo in place over top of the pelvis where it should be. So most of these types will have a rubber O-ring. I like the rubber, personally. I find that it's really easy to slide the dildo shaft through it. It can bend and conform a little bit to the creases and veins and particular shape of the dildo. A metal ring, on the other hand, can't do that. So if you have a really delicate dildo material like real skin, you'll find that it might pull, it's possible it could tear. So this is where a rubber is really better. Another tip, you can put a little bit of lube around the outside of the ring to slide it on. That'll prevent the pulling of the material as well. The benefit of having a metal O-ring is that it's a little bit sturdier, especially if you have a very big dildo or a heavy dildo. It's not going to sag as likely as it could if the O-ring is made of rubber. So what kind of dildo will work with a strap-on? You want anything with a flat base. Basically, a suction cup dildo is a perfect match to fit with your strap-on. I'm often asked if you can use a dildo that doesn't have a suction cup with a strap-on ring. Some dildos have a little bit of a flared base, a little bit of a lip, even though it's technically not a suction cup. These could work. You'll have to be careful, though, if the dildo is really heavy or really big. Gravity will pull it out of the ring, and eventually it will slip out. Also, while you're using it to have sex, the motion of the thrusting in and out, eventually that will pull it out of the ring, too. So my piece of advice is to skip any dildo that does not have a suction cup and look for specifically one that does. One of the best types of dildos to fit on a strap-on is the type without balls. They're just straight and they're flared at the base. It's super easy to fit. All you do is put the shaft through the ring and the suction cup naturally prevents it from falling out. You can pick a suction cup vibrator. That works nicely. The vibrations add a little bit of extra sexual stimulation to your play. So what do you do with the controller unit? If it's corded, a smart sexpert tip is to just tuck that cord right into the waistband of the harness. Both the battery controller unit and the cords will stay out of the way. It'll be tucked nicely against your skin with easy access to change the speed settings whenever you want. There are two ways to mount the dildo to the strap-on. Number one, you can stuff the edge of the suction cup into the ring. Number two, you can put the shaft through the ring. Now there's a few different variables to this. If your dildo has balls and you put just the shaft through the ring, you'll find that the balls in the suction cup will rest against the wearer's pelvis. This will give a little bit of a more sturdy fit. It won't move around as much. It won't sag with gravity. The only downside of fitting it this way is it doesn't really look as good. The straps sort of stick out really far from the harness material, and it's not really the sexy look that you're going for. So if you have a dildo with balls in a suction cup, it's best to shove the suction cup brim through the O-ring and then let it connect that way. It's a better look, although it might not be quite as functional. Now let's talk a little bit about dildo sizing. Some people want a really big dildo for their strap-on. It adds a more fetish and kinky edge to sex play. The one thing you should be aware of, however, is that a big dildo is heavy, so it will sag downwards, especially with the force of gravity. You might need two hands to hold on to it, two hands for penetration, so it's not quite the hands-free experience that you might expect. Also, it's not going to look like some studly erect penis. It will sag downwards a little bit, so it's just something to be aware of. A medium or small size dildo, on the other hand, that will stay right where it is. It'll look nice and erect. It's not going to sag like the big ones will. You probably won't need any hands to maneuver it for initial penetration, so a small medium size one just works better. However, if it's the large size you're after, go ahead, it will still work. Just make sure that the outside dimensions of the dildo is smaller than the interior dimensions of the ring, just to make sure it'll fit. On the adulttoyshop.com, we list the measurements of both the ring and the dildo, so if you buy a harness-compatible dildo from us, you know that it will fit the ring because you'll have the measurements right there. Next, we're going to talk about dildo material. So the real feel skin-like dildos, those have made of the really soft TPE, Cyberskin's a really good example of that. Those don't really work the best with the strap-on. They're very delicate and they're very soft. And often what'll happen is the shaft will buckle or bend under heavy load. You can use them, of course, and a lot of couples do, especially those who are looking for a realistic penis attachment. They'll choose one of the real feel dildos. And that's okay. You just want to make sure that you use lots of lube. You want to prevent as much friction as possible during use. Also, just be aware that it's soft, it's going to bend, it won't have enough stability for really hard, fast sex. Rubber or firm silicone is really the best material. Some people like the feel of the PVC or the vinyl as well. Either of those will work. They're nice and sturdy, they're firm, they're not going to bend or buckle during use, so you can have fast and vigorous sex, no problem at all. Also, the material is a little bit firmer than the real skin, so it's not going to develop cracks or tears or holes as you stuff it in and out of the strap-on ring. So this is a much more durable option. Think rubber, think silicone. That is a really good choice for longevity. Now we'll talk a little bit about hollow strap-on dildos. We have a lot of customers asking if we can get a hollow dildo separately that doesn't include a strap. Unfortunately, I have yet to see a manufacturer who makes one. So if any sex toy makers out there are listening today, please, this is something that's requested. Make a hollow dildo that does not come with a strap-on. One of the reasons that people enjoy using these, if the man has ED, it's easy to just put the flaccid penis inside the hole inside the dildo. You can just enjoy sex as normal and you don't have to worry about ED issues getting in the way. The only downside of the hollow dildo is that they're usually pretty firm. They have to be firm because if they're too soft, it's basically just a penis sleeve and it's going to be impossible to penetrate into the vagina. It's going to be way too soft, way too floppy. They need to be sturdy on the outside so that a flaccid penis can go on the inside and penetrative sex is still possible. So when you're thinking about a type of dildo to fit with your strap-on, think outside of the box a little bit. You can look at other sex toy categories. For example, butt plugs make excellent strap-on attachments. Why? All butt plugs have a flat base. It's super easy to just put it through the ring and it'll stay just like a normal suction cup dildo will. So if you're looking at this idea, you'll find a lot of really creative things. It's really good for pegging sex. If you want to know what pegging is, check out my other podcast about it. It goes into detail about that. But butt plugs are a perfect strap-on attachment for anal penetration. They're small, and really that's the hole they're made to go in to begin with. Some vibrators make really good dildo attachments as well. You just have to be careful that you don't pick the kind where the batteries load directly into the base, where you can turn a wheel. Those won't really attach very nicely to the strap-on, and furthermore, as you move, you'll often change speeds of the vibrator. So if you're going to pick a vibrating attachment, I would highly suggest the corded type, where you can just tuck the battery controller into the waist belt, keep it nice out of the way. I'm often asked, how do you know if the dildo that you chose is going to fit in your strap-on? If your harness has a removable ring that snaps onto it with four metal snaps, that's not really a concern how big the dildo is, because if it by chance is too big or too small, it'll be really easy to just unsnap the ring and put on either a bigger or smaller ring. You can shop for extra rings at a hardware store, or we recently added a pack of four rubber O-rings on the adulttoyshop.com. There are four different sizes, so if you buy that, you know for sure no matter what size of dildo attachment you have, it's going to fit. You'll just be able to snap on a new size ring and slide your dildo right through it. If the harness that you're looking at does not have a removable ring, You just need to know the dimensions of the interior of the ring and the dimensions of the shaft of the dildo, how wide it crosses it, and how wide it crosses the inside of the ring. If the ring is rubber, you'll have a little bit of leeway, so if the dildo measures the same as the rubber ring, that's not a really big deal because it can bend a little bit. If it's a metal O-ring, however, you have to make sure the dildo shaft is for sure smaller than the interior of the ring, otherwise it just won't fit. On theadulttoyshop.com, we list the dimensions of both the O-rings and of all of the dildos, so that if you're shopping online with us, you'll know which will fit the ring. So I hope that these tips have given you some inspiration and ideas on ways to make your own custom strap-on kit. As always, please visit theadulttoyshop.com. Check out the strap-ons category. There you'll not only find the pre-made kits, but you'll also find separate harnesses and separate dildo attachments, so you can make your own by combining two items that you like. If you have any questions about if it'll fit or if it'll work or anything at all, please don't hesitate to drop us a line. You can email the customer service. We're always happy to help you find the product that will suit the needs of you and your partner. So thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you next time on Mayla Green's How to Use Sex Toys podcast.